is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel's cabinet is meeting right now to vote on the hostage ceasefire agreement signed by Israel and Hamas this week. Some officials are threatening to resign if it's approved. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
They want to get on record that they think this is a bad deal. They think the war aims in Gaza have not been achieved. They say Hamas has not been eliminated. They're very unhappy about the possibility of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, many of them convicted murderers, being released.
If approved, the first hostage release could begin Sunday. Just in from Washington, President Biden is commuting the sentences of almost 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. That adds up to a presidential record for most individual pardons and commutations. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem takes her turn before senators on Capitol Hill today in her bid to become the next Homeland Security Secretary. Our Homeland Security contributor, Sam Vinograd, expectation for the confirmation hearing?
I think it could get very contentious when it comes to the actual policies for keeping families in detention, keeping children in detention. So I think that'll be a very big flashpoint today.
Rudy Giuliani will still have a roof over his head, and he gets to hang on to those prized Yankees World Series rings. He's reached a settlement with two Georgia poll workers he's accused of accusing of stealing the 2020 election. WSB Radio's Bill Caiaccio from Atlanta.
The former New York City mayor and ex-Trump attorney will keep his apartment and property, but he also agrees not to make any more defamatory comments about Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Giuliani's son, Andrew, continues to stand by his father.
I just want to say, as a son, as an American, I'm so proud of my father to see what he's been put through over the last 4 years.
Giuliani had been ordered to pay the women $148 million. A new threat from the California wildfires, landslide from all the water used to fight the flames. One hillside home was split in half. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Pacific Palisades, where firefighters have gotten a break from calmer winds.
For them right now, the priority is to keep expanding the containment line, but also try to get these residents back. There were some neighborhoods that they lifted on Thursday, and some of those residents were able to go back, but they're going back to homes that have no power and no water.
Apple suspended a new feature.
Apple Intelligence is going to transform so much of what you do with iPhone.
It's paused its AI-generated news alerts because of complaints about repeated mistakes in news summaries. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The person charged in a New Year's Eve bar shooting in Racine back in 2023 has been found not guilty. 23-year-old Abdullah Rashada was found not guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting death of Billy Petty at Reruns Lounge. The jury deliberated for about 4 hours before reaching their verdict yesterday. Rashada's attorney argued that the case was one of self-defense. Racine is remembering Bob Uecker. The legendary Milwaukee Brewers announcer known as Mr. Baseball passed away yesterday at 90, leaving a lasting impact on Wisconsin and beyond. Uecker's connection to Racine ran deep. As a boater and fisherman, for years he was frequently seen at Skipper Bud's. For 17 years, Reef Point Marina hosted the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational. That event raised thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's no information out yet about a Uecker memorial. There is no longer a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. As of January 1st, it's the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. Since 1836, it was known as the former, with the latter coming into play this year. The law enforcement agency serving Kenosha County rebranded in an effort, according to a statement, to modernize operations and align with contemporary law enforcement practices. Racine County has had an office, not a department, for years. The name change isn't expected to impact law enforcement operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we started looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
When you think about a dentist, they don't do the surgery. They don't even clean the teeth. They're like, you guys do everything, and then I'll come in and jab them with a sharp object. I did figure out what type of doctor I would want to be, which is an anesthesiologist. Because just once, I'd like to walk in a room and go, hi, I'm Dr. Gaffigan. I'm going to give you some drugs so you can't talk or move. And one of these strangers is going to cut you open. Good luck. What draws someone to anesthesiology? It's like, I like medicine, but I really enjoy getting people high. If I can combine the two. I also prefer to sit during surgery. You ever see the anesthesiologist during surgery? They're always sitting there like, I don't even know why I have to be here. Yeah, they're still alive. Anyone got the Wi-Fi password?
Makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Ah, the Beatles. Can't buy me love. It's 6:09. Local news. Tamla Sitz, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Well, it's 30 degrees outside now. That's pretty nice compared to what we've had. It's going to get better. Becoming sunny today with a high near, I'm afraid to say it, because you're not going to believe me, 43 degrees. The big melt is coming today, but hold on. Cloudy tonight, lows 19. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 23. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 8. How do we go from 43 degrees to 8 degrees as a high in just 2 days. Currently clear sky and 30 degrees right here at Radio Park. Just a quick reminder, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. That's Convoy of Hope. You'll find it at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you. All right, coming up later on this morning at 7:30, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Cedars. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about, too. But right now, here's Smokey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject.
Tears of a Clown. It's 6:12. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Is this enough money for a job that sounds fun but demanding? But there is a big catch. They will fire you in just 1 year. Planters is hiring 3 people to drive their nutmobile around the country for a year and be a brand ambassador. Sounds like a lot of fun. It pays $45,000 plus benefits and a travel stipend. You can apply at PlantersNutmobile.com. Sounds like a distant cousin to the Wienermobile, doesn't it?
Whoa, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Your love to me.
to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Righteous Brothers on Chain Melody, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That was written decades before it was featured in the movie Ghost with Demi Moore. Remember that movie? And I remember when I saw it, everybody was crying coming out. They actually had boxes of tissues at the exit door of the theater so people can wipe the tears from their eyes. And everybody thought it comes from that movie. Now, it was written decades before. All right. It's really great when companies let their employees wear things like nose piercings for self-expression. All right, story about a woman in Indonesia going viral now after she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair. How did she do that? Well, she was joking around, sticking her nose in the holes of the back of the chair when the piercing got caught on the mesh. No one could free it, so they called for help. The woman and the attached chair both were taken in the back of a van to a local fire department where they cut her free. There's a video of the entire rescue mission, by the way, online. How busy was it at work where you have time to stick your nose through the back of a chair? What's going on at that company, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker in their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
She's the only one, make me feel so good.
News and timeless hits with White Plains. My baby loves loving. Our forecast at WRJN today: becoming sunny with a high near 43. The big melt. Cloudy tonight. Lows around 19. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 23. The outlook for Sunday: partly sunny with a high near 8. That's it. 8. Right now, clear and 30 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, so you're driving to work this morning. You put your high beams on, right? I do sometimes, too, in the morning coming in, because there are critters and cats running across the street, and I don't want to hit them. So I put the high beams on. But if I see someone coming in the other direction, I flick them off real quick. I never have the high beams on in their eyes. Well, headlines are getting brighter and brighter, or I'm just getting older and older. A 62-year-old man from Kentucky arrested after he got furious with another driver and rammed his vehicle into theirs 3 times. The reason? He was upset because the other driver had his high beams on. I never thought it gets to that point.
I always dreamed the boy I love would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong.
There, but that's the solo hit. He's sure the boy I love. It's 628 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Remember when you could shop at a store without having to buzz an employee over every 5 minutes to open up a locked cabinet? You just wanted deodorant and toothpaste, but it was locked up. But Walgreens has admitted that locking up everything to combat shoplifting has backfired because shoppers stopped buying stuff that's locked up. The CEO of the company says the locks have been largely ineffective. He stopped short of saying he'd get rid of them, but he did say they're working on other creative solutions to tackle the shrink problem while improving the in-store experience for people who are trying to buy things. You know, it's interesting because when I go to buy printer ink for my printer, little cartridges, they're locked up. So I got to go around the store looking for the cartridge police to open up the cabinet so I can get that little thing out of there. I understand they got a shoplifting problem, but I got to look all around to find someone. And then I find someone. Oh, I have the key to that. Well, could you find someone that has the key to that? It might help. I might make the purchase. And then we go looking through it, and they don't have they're out of the ones that I need. And I get this look like, you pulled me over here for this. Well, if you didn't lock them up, I wouldn't have pulled you over. It's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. See what's going on, and here's Stuart.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer led to a death in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened at the intersection of Highway N and MB and claimed the life of a 70-year-old man. Investigators say a northbound semi failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a westbound pickup truck. The truck ended up trapped under the rig. It took Kenosha County first responders about 6 hours to get that intersection back open. If you were around the Racine Zoo yesterday, you might have seen something strange. The Milwaukee Fire Department's heavy urban rescue team was called to help at the zoo for a procedure involving a giraffe. What that procedure was isn't yet known. That specialized rescue team has unique lifting equipment. And new reps are needed in Racine County. Those two open seats on the Racine County Board are vacant due to a couple of reasons. Tom Roanhaus resigned to become interim county executive following the death of Jonathan Delagrave. He was in the 18th, which covers parts of Waterford, Dover, and Richmond. Jason Ekman resigned from the 14th, which is a Sturtevant/Mount Pleasant seat. People in those districts wanting to perform a civic duty can apply to the county board by January 31st. The terms run through next April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, there's a new president of the Dairy Business Association, and guess what? It's not a dairy producer. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I'll introduce you to the new president. That's coming your way next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
So, for the first time in its 25-year history, the Dairy Business Association is looking to a dairy processor as its president. His name, Greg Siegenthaler. Now, Siegenthaler's been involved with the Dairy Business Association since it began 25 years ago, but he says he welcomes the opportunity to be president. Why? Because he says keeping communication lines open between dairy processors and dairy producers in 2025 is critical.
Probably most pronounced to me is going back 25 years. It's you know, the exchange, the milk exchange between the producer and the processor. The producer would see the milk leave the driveway. It turned right or left. They got a check every 2 weeks. They were good,
yeah.
Right? I think where we are today is there needs to be much more of an intentional partnership and what I call producer pride and producer partnership to understand where is that milk going, right? And not just to the processing location, but who are their consumers? How are they consuming it? Where does the byproduct go? Really understanding the business.
Greg Siegenthaler with Grande Cheese, the new president of the Dairy Business Association. During their board business, they also brought on some new faces to the DBA board, including Dwayne Ducat from Deer Run Dairy in Kewaunee, Steve Shala from Bomaz Farms in Hammond, and representing the business side, Amy Penterman from Vinevest Partners in Thorpe. Some other honorees that were recognized include Tom Crave from Crave Brothers Farm in Waterloo, Advocate of the Year by the Dairy Business Association, along with Paul Fetzer from Elmwood, Dairy Advocate of the Year. Dwayne Ducat from Kewaunee was named Community Outreach Award winner. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm PM Yonke.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Best job I could land when I graduated college was an Easter bunny at the mall. The biggest learn about being an Easter bunny, kids do not like the bunny. Moms, you want the picture with your kid and the bunny. That kid is used to seeing a fluffy little cute bunny, goes to the mall, now it's 6 foot tall, doesn't blink. That's demonic. I had a toddler not wanting the picture with me. The mom is forcing him on my lap. The kid's already crying. Runs away. She pulls him back up by his shirt collar, throws him back on my lap. He's kicking, screaming, crying, trying to get away. She's strong holding him on my lap. This is going on for 10 minutes. I feel so bad for this kid. I finally yell. I'm like, hey, stop it. Leave him alone. He doesn't want it. But I'm in this giant bunny head, so all they heard was... And they still couldn't hear me, so I finally just rip off the bunny head. They both look at me traumatized. And that's the picture the photographer took.
Frankie Valli, he's turned 90 recently, and he's still singing, too. Four Seasons in Sherry, 638, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, the long-standing Beatles versus Rolling Stones debate has been settled. Maybe. According to a study on Wikipedia, the Beatles were the more influential band, the Rolling Stones not. Rolling Stones didn't even come in second. Led Zeppelin came in second, the Stones came in third. I don't know if I agree with that. I'm not sure. All right, becoming sunny today. Highs near 43. Cloudy tonight. Lows 19. Sunny with a 23 high tomorrow. Partly sunny. Highs near 8 degrees on Sunday. Clear and 30 right now at Radio Park.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look.
Influential band, according to that survey, the Rolling Stones, Painted Black. Local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, the new year brings a great lineup of downtown Racine bands, from fun icy winter fun to the thrills of spring and summer. The lineup of events is on their website at racinedowntown.com, or the next time you're at our website, click on the link. You'll find it at WRJN.com. Always fun downtown. We always have Kelly Cruz on every month, talking about all the fun going on in our downtown area. All right. I'm not too sure about this one. Japan is selling a new type of eco-friendly toilet paper made from, you ready for this, used diapers. Two towns started separating them out of the trash last year and collected around 100 tons of used diapers. They bleached and sanitized the diapers, then shredded them so they could be reused. They say it's good for the planet and it's cheap. A dozen rolls cost less than $3. You know what? I'll spring for the extra money and get Charmin. How's that? Something about using used diapers. I know they've been bleached. I know they're clean. Just that thing in my head says, no. It's clear and 30 degrees now. Not bad. At Radio Park, Lemon Pipers. Here's Green Tambourine at WRJN.
I'll be your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Tambourine. Listen and play.
Pavement Piper's Green Tambourine. Remember when I got my first FM radio? This song had just come out, and they were playing it, and I heard this tambourine pounding in FM. And I said, wow, it's so clear. Listen to it. Wow. Hey, did you know yesterday was National Nothing Day, which has been celebrated since 1973? You observe it by doing nothing. So hope yesterday you found some time to do absolutely nothing.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Turtles, have it together. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. You know what tomorrow is? All right. Tomorrow is Use Your Gift Card Day, an annual reminder to use the gift cards you received as Christmas gifts before they become lost in a drawer somewhere. It's free money, so you might as well use it before you lose it. Gift Card Day. That's tomorrow. It's, let's see, we got sunshine coming on today with a high near 43. Cloudy tonight, lows around 19. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 23. Partly sunny on Sunday. Get this, the high will be 8. Right now it's clear and 30 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sunshine, we'll laugh every day, we'll sing in the sunshine,
then I'll be on my way. I will never love you, the cost of love's too dear.
You'll say, we sang in the sunshine. You know we laughed every day. We sang in the sunshine.
Then she went on away.
Grammy-winning song. Yep, Grammy Award winner from 1966 from Auckland, New Zealand. That's Gail Garnett. We'll sing in the sunshine. At local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Becoming sunny today with a high near 43. I love it. Right now, clear in 30 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, we've got the most ridiculous ways people have ruined their chances at a job interview. You ready for this? A woman explained she probably wouldn't be good in the interview because she had taken way too much Valium earlier in the day. The applicant interrupted the interview to take a phone call about another interview with a different company. This guy showed up in a sweatsuit. He said he had to go jogging after the interview. And an applicant asked for a hug during the interview. That seems kind of uncomfortable, doesn't it? It's 6:55, local news, timeless hits, with Haviland, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds at WRJN. I think the year 1972, right? Here's Don't Pull Your Love.
Don't pull your love out. If you do the thing to me, I'll just lay me down right for
that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Don't pull your love. 657 local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. Well, someone polled people and asked why they quit their last job. Here were the top answers. It wasn't motivating enough. I was overworked. Management didn't care about me. I didn't like the atmosphere. The pay sucked. And they wouldn't let me listen to WRJN in the office. Well, that last one, I just added in there. But that could be a reason. You know, I can understand that. It's 2 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on your, what is today, Friday morning, huh?
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Playboys, this diamond ring at 6:59. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Hey, plan to visit Festival Hall coming up March 1st or 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You'll see live demonstrations, too. It happens Saturday, March 1st, Sunday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are at the door. They're just $10. WRJN will be there, too, featuring some live broadcast and saying hi. And get more information from the link at WRJN.com that leads to the Racine County I pages right there, WRJN.com. All right, one quick thing here. If you want to go to the beach every day, let's say you said, I love the beach. How can I go to a different beach every day? Well, in Australia, they have over 10,000 beaches. So you can visit a new beach every day for 27 years. How's that sound? 7 o'clock on the noggin now. Local news.